I Suck at Dating with Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What is up, Suck Army? We are still coming at you, even in the midst of this quarantine. I hope you can hear me all right, because I'm recording from Kaylin's apartment here in Santa Monica. Jared, Tori, and Easton, all from their respective locations as well. Are you guys there?
I am here.
I'm What's here, up, baby. Dean?
How do I sound? You guys sound good to me, but how do I sound?
You sound great.
Well, I didn't hear anything you just said.
Are you serious? You didn't hear me?
Well, it was kind of choppy, but we're gonna work with it anyways. We know that our Suck Army can't make it more than a week without tuning in to help I Suck at Dating, and so pushing through, and we're fighting on, and the army will continue to rise together, but separately in our isolated, quarantine, sterilized zones. We've got a great episode for you guys today. We're going to call some of our friends around Bachelor Nation, check in with them and see how they're handling the quarantine, how they're staying busy, and what advice they can offer you to kind of pass the time while all this, you know, goes about dealing with whatever it's got to deal with before we can resume our lives as normal. But Jared, how are you doing? You're good?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Ashley and I are hunkering down. Obviously, we've been quarantined for a little over a week now, and you know, things are good. I mean, it's just crazy times right now. I mean, this is a time that we're never going to forget. It's going to be written in history books. I mean, it's insane to truly think that we're voluntarily crashing our economy for this, and it's the right move, obviously, because the health of the public comes first. But it's nerve-wracking times. It's scary times, but also, you know, I do think that we're taking the necessary steps, and hopefully in the coming weeks we'll see that cases will start going down. I mean, I do think it's going to get worse before it gets better, like everybody's been saying, and I believe that, but hopefully these steps that we're taking will start you know, showing face in the coming weeks that we did make a difference and we weren't too late.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing that you said about voluntarily crashing our economy, because one of my friends made that point the other day. They were saying that we're staying inside to protect the immunocompromised and elderly people, but by doing so, our economy is suffering, which will like then in turn make the young people suffer a lot more for a lot longer. And I was like, yeah, that's an interesting point. I guess I never really thought of it that way. And I guess it's like, it really kind of remains to be seen what's going to happen economically with what's going on. But I don't know. It's crazy. You're absolutely right. So what do you and Ashley do to pass the time in your quarantine?
We've been making videos. You can follow us on Instagram, and now we just formed a TikTok, which I have mixed feelings about. I have a lot of mixed feelings about TikTok, but I've obviously made a couple Tom Brady videos, because while quarantined, we got the news that Tom Brady will no longer be returning to the New England Patriots, and so that was like a stab to the heart. But it's okay. So we've been making videos. We've been working out, reading, playing board games, watching movies. We've been mixing in cooking at home and then ordering doorstep service from local businesses, because we've also been trying to eat out and support local restaurants that are obviously having difficult times right now. But that's all we've been really doing. Also, it's only been, you know, about nine, ten days. And so talk to me in a week how we're doing. Next week's episode of Help I Suck at Dating will determine if I've lost my mind or not.
Well, we are going to be able to talk to you in a week. And it does sound like you've already lost your mind. But we do have one of Bachelor Nation's favorite contestants on the phone who we can check in with and see how he's handling quarantine himself. So we're going to get Mike Johnson brought into the conversation as well to hear what he's been up to. Well, I imagine he's been self-quarantining as well. So let's see if we can get him on the phone here.
Woo!
Mike, what's going on? Big Mike!
What's up, gentlemen? How y'all living?
We're doing all right, man. We're trying to stay alive. How are you?
Yeah, you can probably guess it.
Jared, I love watching your IG when it comes to Tom Brady, man. So I want to give my condolences to you.
Much appreciated, man. It was a great 20 years. It's just sad that he's good. Tampa Bay. I don't even get me started. It's been a long week discussing Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I can't believe I got to watch that franchise. But anyway, I digress. How are you doing, Mike? How's the quarantine treating you?
I'm happy, man. Quarantine is cool for me. I'm naturally an introvert, so I'm getting a lot of work done. I'm over here. I just had a full-on argument with my homies over WhatsApp in three different countries, so that's pretty fun.
Where are your about friends the stupidest in different things. Countries? What countries are they in?
We got one is over in England, and one is in Germany, and then, you know, I'm over here in the U.S. So we're just arguing about sports and everything in between.
It is pretty funny that even though we're all like quarantined and isolated, it kind of like makes us forces us to connect with our friends a little bit more often and more deeply, like deeper, right? So like me personally, I've been talking to my friends a lot more than I would normally, just because everyone else is kind of like sitting around not really doing anything. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's why I think I try to see the positive in everything. You two know me, know that. And so for me personally, it's a time for us to talk to those people that we kind of like not giving our attention to.
Yeah,
I spoke to my grandma quite a bit, and you know, getting to learn my sister a bit more and things of that nature. So not only can we focus on things we've been pushing to the side, but just building those connections, playing board games with people, you know, that's really fun to do. It's something that as we, you know, become young, as we become young adults too, like full on adults, like three of us, you kind of forget how much fun you can have with someone without like drinking obnoxiously all the time and going out.
Yeah.
So Mike, have you been doing anything innovative, like to try to keep yourself busy, pass the time? Have you been doing anything differently? Like you said, with friends, like for example, our very own Tanya Rad, she set up her dining room table as if it was a restaurant. She had menus and candles. She got all dressed up by herself. She set up flowers. She kind of made a night of herself. Have you been doing anything like that? Something out of the box?
Well, damn, Hire. That's, you know what you just said? That's like having the greatest speaker of all time go on stage and then you have to go on after.
That's fair.
I have not done nothing nearly as amazing as that. I haven't done nothing nearly as amazing as that. I've just been playing grab ass, watching Netflix.
Ooh, what's a good Netflix show or movie you've watched lately?
Have you guys seen Dave? It's Lil Dicky's new TV show.
Yeah.
Hulu?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
My God. Episode 3, I just died. I was so fun. Everyone should check that out. I was watching Don't F*** with Cats. I know I'm kind of late to the game, but that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I think today I'm going to watch that Tiger one that everyone's talking about.
Yeah, we just started that one this morning too, Kaylin and I. It's pretty weird. There's a lot of I don't know. I heard it gets weirder and weirder too. I like posted something and someone's like, you got to watch that documentary. So that's kind of what we've been doing too. It's a lot of documentaries and like podcasts and stuff like that.
Nice. Same. I just finished writing my book, so that's pretty dope.
You wrote a book?
Yeah, I've been writing it, but you know, I finished it. What'd you say? I'm sorry, Dean.
Tell us some more about that. I think you and I have talked about it a little bit, but I want to hear more for if whatever you feel comfortable sharing, obviously, for the listeners. But
no, definitely so, bro. It's just a book about, you know, how to be authentic to who you are and focusing on self-intimacy so you can be the best person that you can ever be and how to obtain your freedom and joy.
Okay. So is it written from like personal experiences or what do you kind of draw it off from?
It's written, well, to be honest, you know, off the shows, we get a lot of messages and I'll start reading my DMs and people would, you know, say, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. And I was taking like deep thought into responding to them. And it kind of just, after responding so many times, it just developed and, you know, it just turned into paper and I wrote a book on it. So there's different, I have mantras in the book at the end of every chapter. You'll have a mantra. I have different exercises within the book, multiple ones. I speak from stories that are of my own, of insecurities I've had to overcome. And then I speak from insecurities of others and those things that they had to overcome and their problems. So we talk from anything from sexual trauma to sexual abuse to drugs, overdosing on that to just being a mom and your body changing, right? So, I mean, we talk on so many different things within the book to having, you know, your favorite player, you know, leave your franchise. No, I'm playing.
That's amazing, man. Good luck with that. So the book is finished. We'll be very excited to read the book. So please keep us updated about when it's published and when people can get their hands on this. But I do have to ask you one question before you go, because Mike Johnson, you were recently in the news because there's some dating rumors about you and a former Bachelor contestant who was on Peter's season, Kelly Flanagan. And so give us the tea, Mike. What's going on? Are you social distance dating right now with Kelly Flanagan?
0%. Fake news. I was just on the phone with the homie last night, Connor, on IG Live. He just asked me, you know, like if I was talking to you or Dean just on IG or whatever. And he asked me a question about Kelly. And I just said, I think she got some really cute dimples. And I think she comes from a good family. I think that's pretty much all I said. I probably said she was a baddie, too. You know how I talk. And that was pretty much it. There's nothing going on in regards to that. 0%.
Well, thank you for the update. Well, we wish you nothing but the best, Mike. And if there's Bachelor in Paradise this upcoming season, if everybody's safe, then I would love to see you out there. And then maybe Kelly will be on there, too, with her dimples. And who knows what will happen. But I wish you nothing but the best, Mike. You're a great guy. And stay safe, okay?
I appreciate that. You guys as well.
We'll see you, Mike.
Have a good one.
Too, man.
Well, there you go. And I think that's what we're going to talk. We're going to have a couple more guests from Bachelor Nation call in and share some of their experiences during quarantine as well. But I think that's going to be kind of the root of the episode, is how our friends are staying connected socially during this time that none of us have really been forced to endure at any point in our lives. Because I guess it's interesting to think about is none of us have ever experienced anything like this before, obviously. And so how are we all handling it, right?
Yeah, I think, I was talking to my parents, and the only thing they can really relate this time to was back towards 9/11, obviously a different circumstance, but in terms of, you know, the country just shutting down, you know, back then after 9/11, really the country shut down for, you know, a week, and it was just nothing was happening, and now here we are going through the COVID-19 pandemic. I think, Dean, and you can probably do the best of this because you're such an overall positive and optimistic and wonderful human being and always happy, that I do think that we do have to kind of look at this in a and try to keep our spirits up, because we all know that stress and anxiety only damages the immune system. That's a scientific fact. And so I don't think we can really make decisions based out of fear, and we have to try to live our lives the best as possible with also living within the rules that the CDC and the WHO and the United States government is giving us right now. So that's my two cents on it. Deaners, how are you feeling? I mean, I remember talking to you a couple of weeks about this and, before everything started going down. And how are you feeling about it now? How are you feeling about everything that's going on?
I guess just to bring it back to your point real quick too, one of the things that I think are important to staying happy and like not getting depressed and all that kind of stuff is at least getting outside a little bit every day. Mm-hmm. Obviously abiding by the regulations that have been put in place, keep your distance from people, but like get some sun exposure at the very least. But I've been good, man. Just been hanging out, me and Kaylin. I got some poison ivy that tagged me pretty bad in Oregon. So I've been like scratching and itching and pussing, and oh my god, that's honestly been,
oh, I'm sure Kim loves being quarantined with you right now, just the pus,
dude. It's actually worse. I'm rubbing cortisone on my body every hour on the hour. Yeah. It's just like it's so painful, but it's not the first time I've had it, but this is definitely like the most. It's like covering a good portion of both my legs and like my back a little bit and a little bit of my arm. So like at this point I'm like, I'd rather have coronavirus than be covered in poison ivy. Jared, I've been meaning to ask you, are you trying to pick up any new interesting hobbies or interests while you're spending so much time self-isolating?
Not yet. So I actually want to learn how to play piano. So we're at Ashley's parents' house.
Okay.
And there is a piano here.
Okay.
So I would love to learn how to play, but there's a small problem. And the problem is the piano is in the middle of the damn house. And so if I play, literally everybody will hear how much I suck. So my insecurities come out. So I choose not to play, because I know the only way I'm going to get better is to play, but I don't want to play because I suck right now and everybody's going to hear me. Instead, right, I'd rather be like in the basement quarantined by myself down there, isolated, so no one can hear about how bad I am when I try to play smooth. You know what I mean?
I think you just got to do it, man. I don't know. Maybe wear some headphones. That way, I don't know. Maybe make them all wear headphones.
So I can't hear how bad I suck.
Yeah, that way you might think that you're playing really well,
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure the family would be supportive, but, you know, I don't really need to add any more anxiety to their life by hearing me play the piano. But other hobbies, man, I don't know. I've just been, like you said, trying to get some fresh air anytime I can. We take the dogs for walks. It's very awkward because when I go on a walk, when we pass people, it's always that, you know, I go to the furthest right I possibly can, and then they'll go to the furthest right. And it's like this unspeakable, not tension, but like, you know, you're supposed to stay as far away from people as possible. So even walking past someone's like, all right, let's hurry up. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And it's just, it's weird, man. I'm very anxious to like see what the hell's going to happen here for the next month.
I hate to interrupt, Jared. We don't know what's going to happen over the next month, but I do know that Katie Morton is on the phone with us and would love to share her thoughts of what's going on.
Let's get Katie to dial in here.
Here she is.
What's up?
Katie, what's going on?
What up?
My dudes, hi.
What's up? It's our favorite, Katie Morton, co-hosting. Welcome back. It's good to have you. Good to hear your voice.
It's good to be back in Suck Army. Hey.
Woo!
Suck Army. We still need to get those beanies out there, Dean.
I know. We need to figure that out. But Katie, how are you handling this this self-isolation / quarantine that we've all been obviously enduring lately?
Well, honestly, the first week has been feeling almost so freakishly normal because I think I live alone and I'm with my dog all the time and I essentially work from home. So it kind of felt normal, but the no human contact for me has been a little bit rough because I'm such a hugger. And I haven't hugged someone in 10 days, which is crazy to think about.
And you should not be hugging someone for quite some time, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah. So it's weird because human connection and touch is so imperative for our mental health. And there's so many people out there that are quarantined alone. Thank God I have my dog.
Yeah.
So what are you doing to combat that?
Honestly, just cuddling with my dog and I'm FaceTiming people, but they say that actual human touch is so important. So unluckily for me, I didn't get linked up with a pod before or when quarantine was going down. I was by myself and kind of just have to stay by myself. I have asthma, so I am one of those groups that can't really be messing around out here.
No, don't mess around at all.
No one should be messing around, but I'm just saying, like, especially people that have, like, asthma or any pulmonary issues, it's just, like, it feels crazy. It's interesting that we're in this indefinite space right now, and I think I overheard Jared when I was waiting to come on talking about walking the dog. It's weird out there when you kind of have a weird stare down with someone, and you just do this do-si-do around each other in the street and just keep walking.
Yeah. Kaylin just sent me this video of a owner that was walking his dog with his drone. He tied his drone to the dog's leash. And I think that's how I'm going to start walking Pappy.
Please do. And then that's the only Instagram footage you're allowed to post for the rest of the year.
I know. That's the thing too. It's like, what are we supposed to post on Instagram? Just pictures of us sitting around our house being boring and lazy.
I mean,
essentially, yeah. Just post pantry photos. Just whoever's got the best pantry.
Or get creative. Start thinking of different things to post around the house, Dean, or like create videos.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just make a TikTok and make fun of every one of you guys that has TikTok dance videos.
That would be me, Dean. I'm obsessed with TikTok. And so, yes, please come do a duet with me on TikTok. It's like basically a little dance battle. I would love for you to make a TikTok and duet with me.
No, I don't think you understand. I wouldn't duet with you. I would mock you.
No, I get that. You could do a duet of my video next to your video and you directly mocking me. I see.
Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking about it. You know, I'm slowly warming up to the idea of making a TikTok. Jared said he made one, so.
Yeah.
You
know, I have mixed feelings about TikTok in general.
It's what?
There's different types. You don't have to just do a dance TikTok. There's other TikToks. There's artsy TikToks. There's just ones with animals. You could do a Pappy TikTok. You could put all of your, you know, some of the coolest TikToks our travel. There are drone videos on TikTok. If you go into the depths of TikTok, it's a bunch of, there's some travel ones out there, Dean, that some of your previous content would be really cool on. So it's not all dancing. A lot of it's cringy dancing, but there's more to it.
I'll think about it. I don't know if I'm too keen on the
dance on TikTok. That's all I want to see.
I don't know if I'm too keen on the idea of the Chinese government having all my information, but that's okay. That's neither here nor there. But Katie,
they already do, bro.
What else have you been doing during the quarantine? How do you, besides like FaceTiming, are you binging any shows on Netflix or Hulu or anything like that?
Yeah, I actually restarted Sex and the City. I think it's on Prime Video. I restarted the Sex and the City series, and that show is way ahead of its time.
Tell us more. What do you mean?
It was started in 1998, and the first four episodes, they're talking about gay marriage. They're talking about it's just talking about a lot of things that would at that time be considered some taboo topics. And they're talking about, I think the first episode is talking about women having sex like men and treating it like how men treat it on like with dating. So it was just a really interesting kind of way that I went back to Sex and the City, was watching it and was like, people are now talking about this stuff. And that was in 1998. So I wonder what the controversy was during this time about this show.
Interesting.
Well, Sex and the City, we had this guy, Greg Berent, on before. He was actually a script consultant for Sex and the City, and he also co-authored He's Just Not That Into You. And the dude is probably one of the most fascinating guys I've ever talked to and one of the most knowledgeable guys within dating. He should really be hosting this podcast, not us, but I digress. He was awesome. And he told me that, like, he was a part of creating Big, and that character of who Big is, what he represents for all of mankind, the dynamic between Big and Sarah Jessica Parker's character. Like, he was involved in all that, and that is fascinating to me, because as you are watching Sex and the City, Dean is definitely not paying attention anymore, but I'm fascinated by the idea of a Big. Someone's Big.
Yeah.
So let me ask you. I want to ask you, Katie, because I've talked about this podcast before. Ashley says I'm not her Big, because she says that her Big is someone that, like, tortured her, that, like, she loved so much but just tortured her. And then apparently, even though, spoiler alert, Sarah Jessica Parker ends up with Big at the end of the movie, one of the creators of Sex and the City says that's their biggest regret, is that she should not have ended up with Big. So what are your thoughts about that, Katie?
Wow, they said that?
Yeah, they said that. I forgot. I can't bring it up right now. I can't think of it. But one of the creators said that they thought it was one of the biggest regrets of the show and the movies that she ended up with Big when she shouldn't have.
You know what? That's funny, because as I'm watching it now, I've definitely had a Big. And I, back then, I used to be like, wow, where's my Big? Now I know I've had a Big before, and I'm like, I'm so glad I'm not with Big. I would have picked Aiden all day.
Yeah, Aiden's way better than Big. Dean, are you still there?
Yes.
You guys, I just downloaded this cool new game on my phone called Ultimate Disc. It's so fun.
Oh, sure. It's a great time.
I don't know what Dean was doing, but Dean, I just got the Nintendo Switch in today. Got Animal Crossing and Super Smash, so I don't know if you're on Nintendo Switch or PS4.
Yes, you actually got the Switch? That's badass. I haven't gotten Animal Crossing yet, but isn't that like Chrissy Teigen's favorite game?
I saw her. I don't know. If it is, then wow. She's my idol. But I love Chrissy Teigen. But yeah, I just got in Animal Crossing today. It was late from the pre-order, and I didn't know I could digitally download it like a loser. But I totally just got it in today. My Switch came, so I'm pumped.
I'll give you some advice. Download Breath of the Wild, the Legend of Zelda game. It's one of the games where I've beaten it a couple times, but I can never put it down. I always pick it back up. That's my recommendation for you.
I have a question for you, Katie. Okay. Because I'm curious, there's probably a lot of people listening to this podcast right now that might be socially isolated by themselves, like yourself. So how are you remaining social during this social distancing and social isolation? Are you doing anything innovative between FaceTime, Skype, or anything like that?
So I have scheduled little FaceTime dates with my, like, girls' nights in with my girls from back home, but we we were asking ourselves why we didn't do this sooner, because my friends from back home, I haven't seen in months anyway, because they're in Louisiana. So I think the reason we didn't do it is because they all get to see each other at like their little wine nights and stuff, and I was just always the one not included. So now I'm just included in wine night, so it's kind of nice since they're all having to stay in their houses. And I'm on dating apps because I just got bored. And but it those are kind of boring too. So that's why I bought the Nintendo Switch, because I was like, you know what, back home with my brother, I would have preferred to play video games. And since I'm not there, I needed to get some type of console.
Would you be open to the idea of FaceTiming with somebody from the dating app?
I'm open to the idea of it. Yeah. Depending on the connection, depending on a couple of things.
One of my friends, I won't say who it is because this was so stupid of them. They were talking to someone on a dating app, and this was only a few days ago, and there was some sort of social distancing party that she went to where it was, I know, it was so stupid. So she went to this party with the guy that she met on Hinge. They all stayed 6 feet apart, but it was, there was still like 8 to 10 of them there apparently. And so, and then of course, what happens at the end of the night, she makes out with him.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It was just so stupid.
Oh my God.
So
people are really pissing me off.
I know. So don't do that.
Oh my God.
It was a mistake.
No way.
She recognized it was a mistake, but it was just, they, you know, of course, she like had a couple glasses of wine or whatever. And then, you know, it was just like the end of the night. And then they were 6 feet apart. And then 2 seconds later, they were not 6 feet apart. So. It's just, people need to, you know, I laugh, but it's really not funny actually at these times. People need to stay the F home like Katie's doing. And especially like, you know, everybody says, you know, the young and healthy are not as much to risk of this, which is true by the numbers. But at the same time, someone like Katie is not, you know, like you said, Katie, you have asthma and you know, you can't take this lightly. So no one in this world should take it lightly either.
No, and it's just starting to get really selfish right now. People are saying, oh, it's not a big deal, or oh, I don't have corona. I'm like, oh, you don't? Do you really know that? When people, because I've had friends even to recently ask me to come over, and the fact that people are asking me to randomly come over and it's seeming so chill, the words are flowing out of their mouth that easily. They're like, oh, you're bored? Come over. I'm like, wait, what? Whoa, why is your brain thinking this way? That's concerning to me, because someone like me is saying no, but there could be someone out there that's like, oh, sure, why not? I mean, I don't understand what people don't understand about staying home and not like not separating from the pod that you were with when everything went down and when you decided to quarantine. It's super, of course, tempting to some people that are alone. I understand that mental health out there, I'm really concerned for people, because it's easy to stay inside right now, obviously, because we are supposed to, but it's very imperative for people to get some sort of sunlight and some sort of exercise just to maintain their mental health and to keep anxiety levels down. And I really want people to stress that. And I also want people to just be smarter. It's hard to cope, but at the same time, I think this is a good time for people to try and start building routines that they otherwise would have said that they don't have enough time for it before, because they're too busy rushing to work. So this is the time to start figuring that kind of stuff out, in my opinion, or just take a break because we were all people out there in America. A lot of people are overworked anyway. I know I feel really bad, but there's so many businesses and small businesses, large businesses, people everywhere are losing jobs. And that is heartbreaking. The world just, it seems to be crumbling, but in this time, just people need to come together. Really, I mean, it's not all about digging deep. There's so many different factors to everything that's going on, and money and everything. It's just like, it's just really heartbreaking to see our world kind of somewhat crumbling, but at the same time, there's a part of me that feels really positive and uplifted about how many people are able to connect at this time and come together right now. There's a lot of connection happening in social media that I think wasn't present before. So that's kind of a a nice little upside that's going on.
Yeah, I agree. Katie, I think we're stronger together.
Before we let you go, I just have one question. Since neither Jared nor me can be on the dating apps now, obviously, what is it like being on the apps during a time like this?
You guys, it's so weird. First of all, we can't talk about things you've done that day because at this point, you know, a guy's telling me I cleaned my room and did my laundry. Like, normally, I don't think you're talking about that in dating apps, but at this point, people are down to listing what their chores were that day. And the only thing you can really do is ask people, you know, play the questions game, ask people a bunch of questions, or I don't know. There's not much to do out there, so that's why I haven't really been investing a lot of time in dating apps. I think that I piddle around here and there. Sometimes I just, like, do a little wave, and then most of the time you get the same questions. How's your quarantine going? Not great. How's yours? Going stir crazy? Whatever. It's like, how's your quarantine going? Wonderful. I'm so happy. How about you? There's only like three answers you can answer, and then the conversation kind of goes in circles. So I don't know. I would love to see how many people come out of this, or the numbers to how many people found themselves in a love is blind situation and actually made solid connections after this quarantine. I would love to know the actual numbers after this.
Well, I guess we can only wait and find out. But Katie, thank you so much for joining us. Everything you said,
thanks,
as always, incredibly insightful.
Bye,
take
Katie.
Care of your asthma, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay right, inside. Stay safe.
Bye. I love you. Bye. Take care. This is going to come across probably sound really bad. I'm kind of jealous that she gets to be on the dating apps right now.
Don't tell Kaylin that.
Obviously, it's a joke, but, like, you know, she gets to just fill her time by talking to a bunch of random strangers. That sounds pretty fun.
Does it sound fun?
Yeah. Maybe, like, in moderation, you know, to a certain extent.
All right, let me ask you this. Would you, if you had the option, would you rather be quarantined for a month by yourself or quarantined with your significant other for a month?
Oh, well, if we're playing the would you rather game, I mean, obviously, look, I'd rather be with Kaylin for any extended period of time. There's no question. I'm just saying I'm trying to provide a silver lining for those that are, you know, maybe not in a relationship.
Well, I guess my question was, and we have Peter on the line too, so maybe we'll come back to that question for Dean. So we have Peter Cross.
Yes, but before we take Peter though, Jared, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and get him on the phone. We're back from the break, and now we have everyone's favorite Peter Krause on the line, ladies and gentlemen. Peter, how's it going?
Good, man. I haven't heard your voice in a little bit. How are you?
I was just about to say, I missed out on your birthday this year because you just turned 31.
Wow, way off, man. 34. I'm getting up there.
34.
Mean? You're obviously, like 25 now, right?
25 next month, actually. What? Wait.
Okay.
Yeah, next month. Okay. Hey, I'm sorry. You got a youthful spirit, you know. So it's better to be younger than to seem older, I guess. But how's it going, man? It's good to hear your voice too.
Yeah, dude. I'm weathering the storm right now. We'll go with that.
Yeah. So obviously, for the listeners out there, I'm certain that you already know who Peter is, but he owns his own gym out in Madison, Wisconsin, but obviously with everything that's going on, you've been focusing a lot more on, like, workout at home type stuff, right?
Yeah, well, right now, I just got off a long conference call about finding ways to find basically funding with our doors are now closed and, you know, there's memberships and all that are being canceled and classes that are no longer happening. And so there's a huge deficit in income. And so trying to find ways to make up for that because it's, you know, my main source of income and I got to support a gym and all that. So it's been interesting these last couple of weeks trying to figure out ways to find new sources of income. So now I'm doing online video and boot camps and all that.
Well, so I guess it's interesting because we've had a couple of our other bachelor friends on the podcast today, but you're the first that's like a legitimate business owner like that. Mm-hmm. So what is it? It's for you. I mean, it's like, obviously, there's an added fear of people, like you said, canceling their memberships. What has that been like? Like, I mean, it's pretty stressful, I would imagine. Well, I don't want to add more stress to it, but
basically, all right. So the gym costs tens of thousands of dollars a month to keep afloat, basically. And imagine you get that instantly cut in half when you have to cancel classes because of social distancing. And so that goes for a week, 2 weeks, something like that. And then all of a sudden, they say that you can't even open your doors to general population. And so it brings up like an inner turmoil. It's, do I follow all guidelines and shut doors completely, or do I allow people to make their own decisions that have memberships and allow them to continue to come in? Because if I tell them they can't, they'll cancel their memberships. And then, you know, I'm not a millionaire. I don't have money just waiting in hidden places to bail myself out when I need it. Like when you owe 10 plus grand a month and there's $0 coming in, it disappears quickly.
That's crazy. How have you been coping just personally outside of the business aspect of things? Like, are you continuing to talk to people that you're friends with? Are you still like seeing your friends, or are you just FaceTiming, or what are you doing?
I've been talking to my family a lot more. That's been nice. I've been FaceTiming with like my brother and his kids and talking to my parents. They wanted me to come out to their house for my birthday, and I said, for safety purposes, no. So I spent my birthday alone, but FaceTimed with some people and caught up with some friends I hadn't in a while. It's different. It's been forcing interpersonal communication that maybe had fallen off for a period of time, because we're all so busy with our general daily lives that we kind of forget about close friendships and family and all that at times.
Yeah, that's fair. So for the listeners too that maybe aren't as familiar with Peter, so beyond just a beautiful, perfectly toned face and body, he's actually an incredible artist too. So have you been painting or anything like that while you've been self-isolating?
So unfortunately my art comes from like a calm, quiet place, and with all the stress of the situation right now, there's been not much of that. So I'm sure it'll come. Yeah. I think the longer this goes, I was even saying, like, I feel like this whole thing is going to bring a bloom of the arts where people have no choice but to find things to do. And so many people have hidden art talents, like musically, painting, sculpting, whatever it may be. And when you're forced to do nothing else, those things may start to pick back up again.
Right. So hopefully, I guess your situation alleviates itself so you can start doing kind of having fun at least, or enjoying yourself a little bit.
Hey, yeah, Peter, it's so. Jared. How are you, bud?
Jared, man, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. It's good to hear your voice. I hope you're staying safe over there. I just had a question. So during this, you know, crazy time, you're obviously keeping social distancing. So how are you keeping sane during this time? You know, how are you staying social, but also listening to the rules of self-isolation?
Yeah, well, so Madison hasn't been put on a full lockdown yet. Supposedly it's coming tomorrow. As far as social distancing, I take my dog out, come home, stay back inside, and focus on online programming for my clients, talking to family. I still go to the gym every single day, just make sure everything's intact. And I wipe down every surface because there's still people going in there from time to time to work out. But yeah, finding ways. I don't know, it's surprising. I've not had a moment where I'm like, wow, I need to find something to do yet. That's good. That's not come across for me just yet.
That's good. That's good, man.
Yeah, surprisingly, I feel the exact same way. Ashley and I were talking about the other day how, you know, knock on wood, we haven't been really bored yet. But then we came to the conclusion, talk to us in a week and a half, and see how we feel then. But, man, it's crazy. So Madison is not in complete lockdown. How has it been over there in Wisconsin? I'm actually not aware of how coronavirus has been impacting that state.
Everything's definitely being affected at this point. Businesses are closing their doors willingly, more so than being mandated to. And there's certain businesses that have been forced to, like things where it's hand-on-hand contact, like salons, massage, chiropractic, all that stuff has been forced to close. Businesses that, you know, offer food service have been forced to do just delivery or pickup, and most have closed completely. Tomorrow supposedly goes into full effect that you have to be in your house unless, like, emergency purposes, I guess it is. But overall, the streets are empty. People are staying inside. I haven't seen any, like, congregating of people anywhere. It's funny to see people kind of standing out in their individual yards talking across the street in the smaller neighborhoods.
I had a DMV appointment today because DMV in LA, at least right now, is appointment only, but I had a couple things that were time sensitive. So like I had an 8:30 a.m. appointment, and driving there, the streets were completely empty. Even the chairs in the DMV office were spaced 6 feet apart from each other. So there was like 20 chairs in the entire office. I don't know. It was pretty crazy. It's like kind of, it's like eerie to see at times. You know what I mean?
Well, LA is on full lockdown at this point, right?
Yeah, we are. So it's like only essential businesses are allowed to stay open at the moment, which it sounds like you guys are basically there, but I guess it's going to be official tomorrow, like you were saying. But
right.
I don't know. It's like they're essential businesses. Like that's basically all we ever go to anyways, like food stores, gas stations, and, you know, whatever, like a financial institution. Well, I wouldn't say like
Peter was saying, though, like his gym had to shut doors, you know, so like a lot of places are being affected that aren't groceries, hospitals, so on and so forth.
Right.
I guess it's been so long since I've been to a gym, I kind of spaced that one.
So, Peter, you know, at one point this quarantine will end. You know, I'm curious because I don't know, this is obviously a dating podcast. I don't know your relationship status. And you are, in my eyes, from all the girls that I'm friends with, from Bachelor Nation, you are one of the most coveted men in the history of the Bachelor franchise. And I don't really think I'm overstepping my grounds by saying that. So do you think, is the door open for you to return to the franchise?
Oh, wow. That was an interesting way to get to that question.
Well, the reason I say that is because... like I said, you know, full disclosure, Ashley talked about this earlier. We were bored the other night and we were playing with one of her friends, like, who would you rather date type of thing. And I was giving guys from the franchise, they were giving me girls, and Ashley and I were very cool with it. We were, you know, we were just having fun. And you just like continuously, you were like, like, if this was the NCAA, you were at least the number two seed, if not the number one. And so my question is, would you ever come back to the franchise? Because I think there'd be some intrigue there.
Well, if that's the case, it's news to me because nobody's sliding in my DMs from that franchise.
I don't know. Peter, listen, I'm just going to jump on Jared's team here real quick and say, let's say this shutdown goes on a little longer than we want. They somehow film Paradise, but you're still not able to open your gym. What do you think? Was there a possibility?
All right, my question is right back at you guys. Do you think they would actually ask for me to come back to the franchise? And my answer to that is no.
100? You're insane. I think that's crazy.
I think it depends on who you ask, because if you knew the whole background story of why, like, I never went back onto a show. I actually at one point decided after like a year of being away from it, like I'd be interested in talking to some people again. And it seemed to get shut down right at the source. It's just like, you know, no.
Well, I don't know how it ended. I mean, unless you want to tell us how it ended between you and production, is there a reason why they wouldn't want you back on the show? Obviously, you don't have to talk about it if you don't feel comfortable.
No, I honestly don't know. I feel like I'm friends with all you guys. I'm friends with everybody on the show, and just never been given an opportunity, I guess, to go back.
Well, I think that you would be a great fit for the show once again, especially if you came back to Paradise. You would be a very popular contestant. And then who knows what the future of the franchise has with future Bachelors, you know, because we've seen with, you know, Ari, and when they pick Nick, that they don't mind going back in the franchise. So I hope that you leave that door open, because I would love to see, you know, you back in the Bachelor franchise at some point, especially if you're single, which is crazy to think that you've been single for this long, because I agree with Dean, where, you know, you got a great face, buddy. Congratulations.
And you're a pretty good artist, too. I'm just saying, you're the whole package in my eyes.
I'm glad it only takes those two things. Thank you.
I gotta say, I watched Alex's Between Two Thorns thing was pretty funny with you guys in it.
Dude, Alex cracks me up. That man has endless amounts of comedy built into him. That
I was more impressed with your acting ability, to be honest. You were like pretty convincing in most of that stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. He ran through it once and I couldn't stop laughing the entire time. So he's like, all right, we obviously have to do this again a little more serious.
Nice, I love it.
I mean, the fact that he hit me with some pretty harsh questions, but was still pretty funny, was pretty good.
Yeah, it was hilarious. All right, buddy. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. Good luck with your gym and figuring all that out. hopefully you'll have some times of solitude and peace where you can break out the paintbrushes and do something a little bit more creative too.
If I do, I'll show it to you.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, well, take care. We'll have to talk later on. Happy belated birthday, 31st. Remember, if you're listening to this, jump into Peter's DMs and wish him a happy birthday, because he definitely needs some extra loving on there.
Apparently.
But I love you, buddy. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thanks, Peter.
Love you too, buddy. Good talking to you guys. Jared, good talking to you.
All right, bye.
Thanks, you too, bud. Stay safe.
All right, bye, guys.
All righty, dang. It's got to be tough for him because, like I said,
we got a little news in there. I didn't know that he was open to coming back to the franchise, and then apparently it didn't work out. I had always assumed that he didn't want to come back. So that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Whoever really knows, you know?
This is true. But I agree with you, Dean. I mean, it's you know, Peter is a small business owner. And then you hear, you know, constantly on the news about how small business owners are going to get killed throughout this time. And then you're seeing it, you know, you're hearing it from the horse's mouth right there. Someone who's going through some troubling times with everything that's going on. And so it's, you know, the priority, like we talked about, is the health of the public. But, you know, there's going to be some serious financial crisis after this. And so it's turbulent times. But again, you know, we got to try to stay positive, stay optimistic, and also just not let fear or stress affect us, because I think that's the worst thing for our mental health, our physical health, and everything else. And so, you know, just keep doing what Dean does. Just keep on swimming. Keep on swimming, people.
Keep swimming. That's what Dory did, and that's what we got to do. All right, and we are going to end this pot. Well, I guess we're not ending yet, but we're going to end this batch of isolated former Bachelor contestants with the biggest fan of Help I Suck at Dating that has ever existed on planet Earth. And that's
I'm pretty sure he was our first subscriber to Help I Suck at Dating podcast. He would write fan mail. He'd DM us all the time.
He would actually create fake emails just so he could leave us multiple 5-star reviews, which we appreciate. And we encourage you, our fellow listeners, to do the same. But we have Nick Viall now as a guest. And
yeah, fun fact, Nick Viall is actually the anonymous emailer that we always get. He is anonymous.
Yes, yes. And he's been begging us for weeks. He's been asking to come on the podcast. And so we finally were like, you know what, Nick? Sure, let's do this.
Yeah, we'll give you 5 minutes.
We'll give you 5 minutes, yeah. So, Nick, are you there?
I'm sorry, guys. I was podcasting from the comfort of my home.
Well, that's what you're doing right now. You're podcasting.
Yeah. Welcome to another podcast.
I was podcasting my hit show. No, I'm just kidding.
Well,
where are you guys? Are you guys in the studio practicing being irresponsible, or are you guys also calling from the comfort of your home?
We're fully comfortable. I'm in Kaylin's bed.
I'm currently in a closet, Nick. So,
are you really?
That's where I'm podcasting from. Well, it's probably the best for the sound quality of the podcast. I'm surrounded by clothes. I'm in the corner of a house. So that's where I'm at.
Jared.
Oh, that's great. I haven't left my house in 7 days. So
it sounds like a grand old time. I do very much enjoy your videos of dealing with yourself.
Thanks. A new title, Hanging With Me, because the Paul Rudd show, Living With Yourself, was already taken.
Got it. That makes perfect sense. Nick, how are you dealing with this self-isolation? Because you, as everybody knows who follows you on social media, you are self-quarantining yourself by yourself. So how are you doing through it?
I'm a little bored. I've partly been quarantining myself because I've quite honestly have some symptoms that would suggest that I possibly have coronavirus. So that sucks. But I do want to say, obviously, that I'm overall in good health, just some chest tightness and shortness of breath. And thankfully, I started experiencing these symptoms after I was staying by myself. So hopefully it hasn't affected others if I do have it. But yeah, I talked to my doctor and they told me to stay home. So I'm not too worried for myself, but, and I can't really confirm anything because obviously tests are limited, but other than that, super lonely, super bored, but it hasn't stopped me from, you know, making videos or podcasting, but, it certainly makes it feel all that more real. I will say that.
I think that's the funniest juxtaposition of that, the way that's ever been said. I'm super lonely. You just sounded so upbeat when you said it.
You know, what are you going to do? But, in all honesty, though, I mean, it's not too much different than my norm. So everything's fine.
Yeah, I get that. Nick, I have a question for you. As someone that's just painfully single, what is it like being single during the quarantine? Are you taking FaceTime dates? Are you just completely disregarding it altogether? What are you doing?
I haven't been feeling the best, and then when I have energy, I've been kind of keeping busy with work. So my dating life hasn't been very active quarantine wise, but. I do think in general for the people who are single out there, this is quite honestly a great time to get to know someone. I mean, text still works, phones still work, FaceTime still works, Skype still works. And for all the people out there dating who feel like sometimes sexual tension or the pressure of being intimate with someone sometimes confuses an early dating situation, what a great opportunity to remove that from the equation and just get to know someone through old-fashioned conversation.
Yeah, what a concept, getting to know someone through old-fashioned conversation. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the show on Netflix, Love is Blind. It's just a real-life version of that, essentially.
I've seen the first two episodes, certainly enough to know the concept. But, yeah, well, you know, you can still see what people look like. But yeah, if you are, like, let's say you meet someone on a dating app, you know, set up the old fashioned. I think it's kind of say, hey, do you want to have a FaceTime date? I think that's a fun thing for people out there who maybe they matched with someone, they've been talking to someone for a couple days, and right before this broke out, they maybe had plans to get together and have a cup of coffee or a drink, et cetera, et cetera. I would encourage people to say, you know what? Let's not put this potential budding love affair on hold. Let's make it official. Like, you know, get dressed up, set up a little date. Hopefully you stocked up on some wine or a beer or whatever your drink is, and set up a little date via FaceTime. I think that's could be a fun idea for people. Am I the only one here, or what do you guys think, guys who are in love?
I mean, since Jared seems to have broken his microphone, I think it's a great idea. Obviously, we're kind of in different boats because we're essentially we have a quarantine partner, if you will. You know, like Kaylin and I have basically been together since the quarantine started. Jared has been with Ashley. It's kind of a nice thing to not have to worry about, I got to say. You know, it's like, as fun as that sounds and as interesting and creative you can get with it, I'm glad that I don't have to bother with it, fortunately.
No, I agree with Nick. I think it's a good idea, especially you got to keep yourself busy right now and try to keep your spirits high as much as possible, because as we all know, watching the news, it just seems like there's more bad news every 10 minutes. So I think the idea of maybe setting up a FaceTime or Skype date where, you know, you maybe put on a button down T-shirt that you haven't worn because you've been in sweatpants and sweatshirts all week. I agree with Nick. And plus, like Nick said, I think it's a good time to get to know someone. Because there is at least a part of the sexual attention that's removed. Still, you know, you can still see how somebody looks and how they vibe with you, even over the phone. But there is that element of awkwardness or uncomfortability that comes with meeting someone in person the first time that has been removed. So I do agree. I think there's nothing wrong with setting up a nice little fun FaceTime date. Why not?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Nick, what are you doing? Are you on dating apps right now just to pass the time too? We had Katie Morton on earlier who's on the dating apps, and I said jokingly, obviously, that I'm almost envious of it just because it kind of keeps things interesting too. Or what are you doing? You're just, when you're not obviously resting and taking care of yourself, and hopefully you don't have corona, but you know, you got to pass the time somehow, right?
Well, I mean, regardless, I'm not. currently active on dating apps, but I still think it's a great thing. I think I'm pro dating app in general, whether I'm on it or not. I think it's one avenue to meet someone. You know, there's no wrong way to connect with people. Everyone loves to have a story, but I don't think that really matters too much if you're lucky enough to find somebody. You know, so the story of how you met is, you know, whatever.
I agree with you. You just go after the things you want and let go of how they come to be. Nick, I have a question, though, for other people that are maybe experiencing the same thing where they're not sure if they have coronavirus or not, and they're maybe feeling a tickle in their throat or a cough. Are you stocked up? Or are you still if you can't leave the house for 2 weeks, are you okay?
I am stocked up again. I mean, I think, you know, that's the thing. It's just like I think right now as a society, as a country, I think, quite honestly, I think people need to all act like they could possibly have it. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm experiencing some symptoms that suggest that I might have it. And obviously I was in New York and I was flying a couple weeks ago, which might, you know, have led to that. But there's also a lot of young people who wouldn't show any signs of symptoms. And that symptom could also just be a headache or a runny nose. And so, you know, personally, yeah, I am fine. I am stocked up. I also have, you know, friends and people in the area that if I need something and I don't want to go outside, I could have them drop it off at my door or something like that. So I'm not too worried about myself. But I think the important thing is we need to all do our part. You know, what's interesting about, you know, the symptoms I have, again, I don't know for sure that I have it. And the reason I've chosen not to get tested is because they're not readily available. And as of this moment, I'm not considered at risk for it getting serious. And I'm a healthy person. And my symptoms are, while they're noticeable enough that I know it's not normal, they're not severe enough that I have any concerns. But so I'm just doing my part and acting like I do. And again, like for everyone, you know, I think I'm hearing too many stories of people still going out and hanging in groups. I live in Venice, California, and, you know, before I've kind of isolated myself totally, you know, just a few days ago, I stepped outside for some fresh air and saw, you know, too many people hanging out in groups and playing pickup basketball in groups and things like that, and hanging out in coffee shops and et cetera, et cetera. So, I think people need to take it seriously and do their part. And obviously we're going to have to get out. You'll have to get supplies. You have to do what you need to do and wash your hands and all those things. But I think everyone needs to err on the side of caution because there's not enough tests for everyone to get tested, which is unfortunate. But just because you can't get tested or haven't been tested doesn't mean that you couldn't be a carrier. So just protect those people around you and yourself.
I wouldn't even know where to begin to get a testing kit from. But then I saw, obviously, we saw that Colton tested positive for it. So have you gone through the process of, like, searching out a testing kit? Or are you kind of just, like, since your symptoms aren't super, super?
Yeah, when Colton announced that he had it, I actually reached out to him and asked him. And then I called, you know, it is. I called a few places. It's hard to find. There's not a lot of clarity on it. Then more importantly, I reached out to my doctor and some, you know, I have access to some people who are, you know, first responders. And again, because tests are so limited and I'm not considered at risk, and not to criticize Colton or anything, but I decided not to do it and not to continue to look for a place because if, let's say, I went and gotten tested and let's say I went and tested positive, they would basically tell me to do what I'm already doing, and that is staying inside and isolating myself. And you know what? I might not have it. I might just have another type of bug. It's entirely possible. But the point is I'm acting like I could have it and just being extra cautious and extra safe. And, you know, those tests for people who are more at risk and need to be identified if they do have it as having it, I'll leave that to those people. So I don't have any clarity on where people can get tested because, I mean, Colton told me where he did, but quite honestly, it was not that close. And more importantly, after talking to, you know, my healthcare provider, that it seemed like it wasn't necessary at this point.
Nice.
Well, before you go, Nick, let's try to leave off on a positive note. Have you been, you know, during this time, have you been binge watching any shows, movies? Is there any recommendations that you have for the people listening to this podcast?
Oh, yeah. Have you guys been watching Tiger King?
I just started today.
I've been hearing all about it.
Baby. Baby. Wow.
That's all right. So there's one that's good stuff. You got another one?
That's what I've been watching. I don't know. I watched Tootsie the other night, which is an old Dustin Hoffman movie that's on Netflix. I think that's a good movie.
You've never seen Tootsie?
I have, but I watched it again. But it's a nice throwback that a lot of people might not have seen. It's a nice quality, fun movie.
Oh, there we go. Okay. All right, a nice little recommendation from your good pal, Nick Viall, which you can also listen to, of course, with his hit, super hit podcast, The Viall Files.
It's only second to your guys'.
There it is.
I appreciate it, bud. Well, you're always a joy to have on the podcast, and I hope you feel better, buddy, and keep us updated. And stay home, stay safe, fine. And love you.
Let me know if you need me to run over any orange juice or anything like that, okay? I can leave it on your front doorstep.
I'm stocked up, man. I love your hair. Your picture that Kayla posted, you look really hot, Dean.
Oh, thanks. It was a lot shorter back then. I've been thinking about, going for a shorter look, but TBD.
Well, I miss you.
Well, I miss you too. If anything, I can use this quarantine as a time to get abs like you, because every time I see one of your pictures, I always look down at my gut and I question my existence.
I think it'll be fine.
Hey, if you're looking for another good, before you go, if you're looking for another good Dustin Hoffman movie, Outbreak is a really uplifting, joyful movie
I watched that last week. Yeah, great movie.
Oh, nice. Good. So you're ahead of the curve then.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right. See you. Take care of yourself.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, Jared, what else do we want to talk about before we head out here?
It's crazy that Outbreak is, everybody's watching this movie. Either it's Outbreak or what's the other one? Contagion?
Contagion, yeah.
So people just want to make themselves even more paranoid than they are right now? I don't get it. Like, I want to watch, you know, Cinderella. I just want to watch, not Cinderella, but like, I want to watch something that just brings me joy and happiness and distracts me from the bad news that is happening in the world right now. And it's crazy that everybody is watching what's happening and then they immediately flock, okay, let's watch a movie about a deadly disease that spreads and there's no cure. And it's like, why? Just watch the news. Why are you watching Outbreak?
Yeah, but in the end they find a cure, so it is kind of uplifting at the end of it all, you know?
I guess, but doesn't, like, spoiler alert, doesn't, like, Rene Russo die? This is horrible. I don't remember, but
I don't remember. Who's Rene Russo?
She's an actress. You don't know who Rene Russo is?
Is it Dustin Hoffman's wife in it? No, she doesn't die. She gets saved.
Oh, okay, thank God. I don't know, but yeah, because I went on Netflix and we're like, okay, let's, you know, find some stuff to watch, and that was obviously one of the number one trending. And it was like, good God, I don't know, I couldn't watch it right now. I need to just distract myself. But anyway, yeah, do you have any? So I didn't ask you, and before we go, I wanted to ask you really quickly, what hobbies are you doing?
Well, it's funny that you brought up the piano, because I've actually been taking saxophone lessons.
Ashley actually just walked in the room, but you just took saxophone lessons?
Well, I've been taking them for like over a month, so even before the quarantine started. But the kind of the shitty thing about a saxophone is it's really loud, so I can't really practice it in Kaylin's apartment.
Dude, that's what I've been saying about the piano.
Yeah.
So but, at least you understand my troubles.
I'm still finding ways. I'll, like, take my van out into the, you know, wherever and just stay in the van and practice that in there. I find ways to do it, but...
Yeah, I can't think of really anything worse than the idea of being quarantined with someone who's trying to learn saxophone.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. Piano is at least semi-tolerable, but saxophone is hideous, unless you know how to play it. Which I don't yet, but, you know, give me like a week or two and I'm going to be playing like the greats, I think.
Definitely. Well, Ashley just walked in and she's tapping me on the shoulder saying she wants to add something to this conversation. And so, Ashley, the floor is yours.
Who are you on the phone with?
What do you mean on the phone? I'm doing Help My Second Date.
I know. Why is it still on?
We got a lot to talk about, Ash.
Oh, okay. Because you guys have gone over an hour and a half. So this is wondering.
Well, It took your husband about 25 minutes to figure out how to set up his microphone. So
I know
she was on the call for me. Thank you very much. She was helping me.
But still, since then, like
we are. Anyway. So what do you want to add?
Anyway, so I just walked into the closet crying because my mom is being crazy. She's like, I don't know why you haven't gotten pregnant yet. Why aren't you pregnant? And then she's like, and then I was like, Mom, I told you, can we just be married for a whole year? We just wanted to have a little bit more time alone. And she was just like, till September? Why would you ever wait till September? You're never going to conceive. And then you're going to have problems when you have the second child because you're going to be too old. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, that's what she wanted to add. Thank you for divulging our family problems in this podcast. It's good. It's good stuff right there.
I thought that would be good quarantine content.
She literally walked. So I'm sitting in a closet right now, surrounded by her mom's clothing. And then she walked into the closet, bawling her eyes out, said she wanted to say something. I was like, okay, I guess we're going to go down this road. I thought it was going to be something completely different, but no, apparently it's about the pregnancy. Well, the good thing is, Ashley, that decision is left to you and I about when we want to have children and when we want to start trying.
She goes,
oh God.
She goes, think about Nancy and Fred. She goes, think about me and Dad. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to think of the grandparents.
Well, I think they're included in the conversation, but a very minimal amount. You know, I think the most important thing is what we want to do. Okay, well, that's great. Can't wait to go downstairs. It should be a good old time. Nice family dinner. Looking forward to that tonight.
Jared, it sounds like this is something that you are fully in control of, maybe amending the situation. You know, all you got to do is start putting some buns in the oven.
Yeah, well, I don't want to mend the situation right now. Both Ashley and I are, you know, good with the plan that we have. And obviously, you know, plans change, but we'll see. I thought you were going to go in a different direction. I thought you were going to be like, well, Jared, you're the one who really decides, like, whether, you know, you want to plant that seed or not. So
I think you can get started. I think I'm ready to be a godfather. And I think that you guys are in a really good spot. I think you should just kind of go for it.
Maybe we'll see. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of babies born from this quarantine. There's going to, you know, people are, you know, couples are just hanging out with each other. They, you know, don't have much to do.
How about those who are
9 months, 10 months from now? It's going to be a whole new generation of COVID-19 babies.
I kind of agree with you, to be honest. I'm looking forward to it, but that'll do it for this week's episode. It sounds like Jared and Ashley have some stuff to go,
discuss.
Yeah, separately.
Before we go, I just want to emphasize to everybody listening, please, please, please try to remain calm throughout this time. Try to I don't want to say upbeat, but try to remain as, you know, find ways to bring peace and happiness to your life throughout this time, because we're not sure how long the quarantine is going to last. Also, be safe. Stay inside if you can. Take social distancing and self-isolation serious. I also don't think that you should panic or live in fear. You know, those two are not mutually exclusive. You can take this situation very seriously, and also you know, listen to the guidelines that your local and federal government are giving you right now. And so that's my two cents.
Daddy's home.
Okay, anyway, yeah, so Dad's home, I guess. So we'll see. I don't know what the hell else to say about that one. Back to you, Dean.
All right. Well, you guys go talk to Daddy. And for the listeners out there, thank you for tuning in this week. Stay safe, keep yourself sanitized, and be sure to tune in next week, where maybe we will be sucking a little bit less, but also a little bit more crazy.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.